I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As Typhoon Lupit eventually leaves the Philippines, more damage and more disease will follow. The Philippines has been devastated already by two previous storms, and the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Grace Weeb says waterborne diseases are hitting the area hard. One, not so common.
It's called leptospirosis, and their government is worried about an epidemic, and it kills about 8% of people that are affected. It's a kidney and liver destroying disease, and it comes from animal urine in the water.
The church is prepared. As they help physically, they're also helping spiritually. Next, the number of people living in Indian slums is on the rise. Worldwide Christian Schools reports that this is because many people move from the country as their crops fail. However, when they arrive in the cities, they have no housing or jobs. And without jobs, parents can't afford to send their kids to school. So Worldwide wants to help by raising $1 million to help three slum schools. This money will ensure these kids receive a Christ-centered education. And in 1974, there was only one evangelical church in Nepal with 300 people attending. Today, there are more than 1 million people claiming Christ. Global Action is helping to facilitate that growth with their Global Module Studies Program, or GLOMOS. Speaking from the region, Lars Dunberg describes GLOMOS.
Each of them will in turn train a minimum of 5 other leaders using the same material, who in turn will start other churches. And so we will see a chain reaction of new churches springing up in the villages and out in areas where there is no Christian witness.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.